If you don't believe me, you can go down to the hospital. And you can see what others are going through. But you got to leave. You walk out of the hospital. Come on now.
Amen.
Yes,
yes, yes.
God, hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Lift your voices and praise him. Miracle!
Only one!
Time! squander the blessings of the Lord.
Says the Lord. Be not fear.
wisdom in his hand, but a rod of power and a sound and discipline in mind. Follow me, and out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water that will nourish you and your family. In Jesus' name. Be not taught a lie about today or tomorrow. For it is in my hand, says the Lord. I have decreed and declared prosperity in your life. I have decreed and declared. I have decreed and declared a harvest that you won't even be able to contain. Dragging you to be 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase. I decree and declare in your life. People will come from close and afar to bless you. People will bless you that know you, and people will bless you that don't know you. For I, the Lord, connect the dots. I, the Lord, open up the waters so you can walk over on dry land. I, the Lord, have torn down the stronghold of the enemy so that you can have victory in your life, saith the Lord. Be not dismayed, nor troubled. For I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You have joined the Sunday International Victory Service of the Apostles' House, renewing your mind ministry to the national, where the broken, glory to God, are made whole by God. Whatever they take for the living, our biblical foundation is found in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, verse 1 through 6. And the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, arise, and go down to the prophet's house. And there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I arose and went down to the prophet's house. And behold, he wrote the word on the wheel. And the vessel that he had made of clay was more than the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, which seemed good for the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as the prophet says the Lord? And the clay is in the prophet's hand, so are ye in my hand. O house of Israel, we pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose Father is the Father, whose faith is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. And that includes us.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And he doesn't mind staying in the Word of God, digging in the Word of God, and getting what thus saith the Lord for the sheep that God has put in front of him. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And on the fourth Sunday of the month is also when the children have an opportunity to share with us what they've learned in your new youth club. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. And today, y'all, it's Children's Day.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord. We are going to hear and see from our children today and see what they're going to share with us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We love the little ones, too. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. We thank God for our new edifice. Hallelujah, with the new, with this beautiful kitchen and dining hall and beautiful classrooms and beautiful offices. And we just thank God for the beautiful child care room with its own private entrance. Hallelujah. We thank God even for our washing stations in Northeast, Southwest, and Baltimore City for the homeless, so that the homeless will be able to shower and change, and we give them, we're able to feed them and clothe them and give them job-ready skills. We thank God for all that he's doing and he's done and he's going to do. Hallelujah. Adding on to the church. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for adding signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings.
Thank you, Lord.
To the housekeeping, to the
destiny,
on this afternoon.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. And I just want to mention one thing, you know.
Thank you, Jesus.
Many years ago, somebody prayed for me.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Let God put me on their mind.
Thank you,
Father. And it's not just many years ago, but continually people prayed for me. But way back when I wasn't even thinking about the Lord, when I turned my back on church, when I was a knucklehead, come on now. Drum major for backsliders. Somebody prayed for me.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the Bible says that effectual prayers of the righteous avail us much.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank God for that.
Thank you, Lord.
Because when the praises go on,
come down.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
So we're going to take time. I know some folks say, why y'all do all of this?
Because
somebody's standing in need of prayer right now.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
It may mean something. We're not going to wait until the end of the service. It may be too late.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Somebody may be on the road right now listening to us. Wherever they are. And they need prayer right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we're going to pray for others. Hallelujah. Let me give us
that.
Because you know why?
Thank you, Jesus.
That's not the one I'm looking for.
It's all right. Thank you.
Hallelujah. One of the reasons why I'm praying for others. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We're going to pray for others now.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
As I pray the selection of prayer in the background,
thank you,
begin to articulate names.
Yes.
Verbalize. Out loud.
Hallelujah. I'm gonna go get Lord has made.
Yes.
And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. For today is Children's Day.
Amen.
You'll be a child. Because I'm a child of the Most High God.
Amen.
And in celebrating today, before I go any further, I have some young people from the Good News Youth Club.
Thank you.
Club, and they're going to share a little bit of the word.
Thank you, Chief.
My name is...
I am Donovan.
All right.
Donovan, what would you like to share with us today?
Isaiah 11:6, and a little child will lead them.
Praise God. Right. You believe that's found in the Bible.
Amen.
And we have Lester.
Melissa.
Who would you like to share with us today?
Amen.
were agents of love. The word says you will know my people by their love. So everything you do, we have to be acting in a loving fashion. So we know our love. Because we're all children of the Most High God. So we have been commissioned to train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart. So a lot of times, a lot of us can act like children. Never need to go back. Go back to the altar. Go back on your knees and repent. And say, Lord, give me the heart of a little child. Mm-hmm. If you think about a child, their heart is very open. They're very innocent. They receive anything. Mm-hmm. So make sure on your shift, they are putting the right thing. Mm-hmm. If you are putting the right thing in them, that it will grow and they will go. And then they'll go. And then you don't ever have to be embarrassed about where they are in life.
Amen.
Because you know you did your part on your ship. Then they may stray away. They may do some things that you want to say, honey, you know you adopted today. But you know, deep down, it's like where I grew, isn't it?
That's right. That's
but you
right.
have the patience,
right.
the time,
Amen.
And your love. Now, a lot of times you really, I got to take land in it. I have to go and say, Lord, how do I handle this child? But what they're doing, because I don't want to bring the fruit.
Amen.
You know, I'm not 16, I'm 17, so what my mama taught me back then, it doesn't fly right now. They don't particularly care about it.
Yes.
So I ask the Lord, I'm not changing the word, but give me another way to say it. You know, grandparents back in the day used to give you medicine to put sugar in it, but it was good for you, but it tasted good. We need to do that. But the Bible tells us, speak. The truth and love.
Yeah.
And when we do that with a pure heart, we cannot go wrong.
Amen.
They may go their eyes at the time of the day. They may go their eyes toward the other world. But the point is, at the end of the day, they know we have boundaries.
That's right. Amen.
They know we have somebody that cares about us.
Yeah.
And grandma said, then they say to their girlfriend or boyfriend later on, so my grandmother said,
right.
It comes up out of their mouth.
That's
right. Yeah.
That's
because it's in there.
That's right.
When you plant your seed with love and tender care, and you water it with the word of God and prayer, with worship, and you also have to commend it, that is another situation. Right?
Yes.
Not always strong.
Amen.
Sometimes, when I remember my lovely son, I'm only 2 years, there was a time he had made me very angry. I was coming after him like a bull. As soon as I got to go, he took the door. And I put my arm around his neck. Maybe he looked up and was going to say, see what happened. But God said, no, do not do that now. The thing is calm down. The air is calmer. That is when we talk about the situation.
Yes.
But we have to use wisdom with our children. Satan has a track record for our children.
Yes.
It's just like if they're swimming. If you don't give them life to the word of God and the foundation principle of God, they're going to drown.
Amen.
And guess what? It's your fault. Nothing hurts worse than hurting heart when you didn't do your job correctly by the word of God. By knowing this, this helps you walk with a shoulder. Put your shoulders back.
Thank
put
you.
Put down and tell us off. Get off the TV.
Thank you.
Stop going out.
Thank
pull
you.
It in.
Thank you, Jesus.
Handle those same symptoms, those fires. Carefully and tenderly while they're on your ship.
Hallelujah.
See, I know you can't all go all the way back to grandma, but you can put some things in and let them know.
Amen.
You're
Amen.
Valuable.
Amen.
God said so.
Amen.
And I love you.
Amen.
And mommy and grandmommy, I like what you're doing right now because I'm going to pray for you.
Amen.
And I care about you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I used to get a call from anybody with a dog. But the point is, it could be a long one. It can just be a kind word, and I call it a kiss. Or keep on, for birthday.
All right.
But do something. Because love is an action word. You know, you don't purpose to say, mommy and grandma, this is just for you.
Jesus.
Because I love you.
Thank
when you,
you
do the little thing, when you connect the dots,
yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
The eternal man is Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. So today is Children's Day. Think about your children if you don't have any. When you see a child, shouting at the door, waiting to see. Go and give them a hug and tell them how precious they are. Give them a gift of their love and words. Words will stay in their ears. And they stay in your heart. And they will think about that. Because if you know, kids that have ideas that you want to do, then you got to say. But you still keep playing. Don't get discouraged. Don't be weary as you are.
Amen.
Don't be weary as you are.
Well doing. Amen.
Because it will pay off.
Amen.
Whether you see it or not.
Amen.
The angels in heaven are right there. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
When you get to heaven, God said, you got that soul right there, that right there. And you go, what?
Exactly.
You are surprised because you did what you're supposed to do.
Amen.
Remember, amen. You're not a flicker, you are free.
Amen.
You don't burn, baby, burn.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
It's not about choice.
Thank you.
And I'd like to share one more big project that our Footloose Youth Club has, which is we have a fundraiser, our first fundraiser.
Yeah.
And we will be selling wristbands with the word of God on it.
Yes.
Dr. Burr has told us. Know the address of the word of God. Some families pray that they have the word of God and the address. So we're going to, the children are going to be selling them. They're $1 a piece, but they get a bag of five. I give them a bag of five, they sign your name, and in return, five bottles. That's the only place it goes, okay? Like a lottery book, okay? We'll do that. All right. So $5 per bag for $1. So that would be $5 per bag. Bags will be issued to whoever, anybody who wants to participate in this challenge. Whoever sells the most worth thing over $20 will receive one of three prizes. We have a first prize, second prize, and a third prize.
All right.
It will be given out if you sign up. Cash return for each $5 bag. Also, the contest is the third Sunday in July. We don't have a lot of time, and we do have the bags today. You can take as many as you like, but you must be responsible to return the funds per bag that you sign up for, okay? And even in the world, when you sign your name on the dotted line, guess what?
You're responsible.
So you show up, all right? So jump on board that has the funds. Spreading the word of God by wearing the word of God.
Amen.
Let it be an idea to share the word of God with, to testify, open up the
Amen.
Door, to decide, and we can keep thinking
Amen.
So our young people, please help us out in our first time.
Amen. Thank you.
And we're looking forward to every month, man, woman, and child,
Amen.
To support us.
Amen.
Thank you so much, and God bless you. Remember, we all are His children.
Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Tell the TV, don't go there. Hallelujah. I need Donovan and Malachi to come forward.
Come forward quickly.
Quickly.
I'm still young.
Because the last people is waiting to hear me.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Now I need your hope of life.
I want you to hold it right there.
Okay. Thank you, Lord.
Malachi, prophet of the Most High God, in Jesus.
Amen.
Prophets receive from God. God speaks to
them
in a special way.
Yes.
Yours, and this is yours.
My
yoga.
Thank
you. Donovan, my
friend. Thank you.
You are a leader in God's house.
Yes.
You are that study in the bishop of God in the kingdom. And God bless you as you go on your journey.
Thank you,
Jesus. What a blessed day. This is yours.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I come upon you, Lord Jesus, anointed as you pour out of your spirit of comfort. We ask God to replenish you and fill you up with energy as you go on your journey. In
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Let's give the good news to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's give the good news to God.
Plywood, and
right.
you have to replace it, You must be like, I just want this. I'm waiting. Well, the landing came off, or the northern fell off, or something. Today we find nursing homes for our loved ones and to put them in. And we say, oh, it's because my lifestyle is busy. But we say, well, we want them to have the best of care. So therefore, we put them in a nursing home. There is value in the old, the ancient, the antique. Make sure you are not discarding coins that are worth millions. I've seen on the internet, there's a coin channel, and they're telling you how to what to look for on the quarter, the dollar, and all, and some of the coins that we're discarding and not picking up, they're worth millions of dollars.
Wow.
There's a penny worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, or one penny worth $27 because of the marketing that's on it. Make sure you're not overlooking the older ones that have made the company or the agency what it is today.
Yeah.
Sit and talk with some of the older people in the nursing homes that these questions about life. You will be surprised at the stories they have to tell. They can tell you how to take care of your child. They can tell you how to get rid of fresh mouth. Let the child wear a cloth diaper and then wipe the child's mouth with the cloth diaper and you get rid of the fresh mouth. Hallelujah. Yes, they'll tell you how to get rid of fever. When the child's body is full of fever, they'll tell you cut up a potato and wrap the potato around the middle of the child's body, and the fever will make the potatoes turn black. It'll pull the fever out of the child's body. They tell you how to wrap the child's sheets. Hallelujah. To bring sickness out of the body. Hallelujah. They tell you how to look in the refrigerator where it doesn't look like there's a meal, and you come up with a meal. Well, yeah. Listen, I don't see when there's nothing but the flour and some fatback and some rice and some old hot dogs. Yeah. They show you how to make gravy out of the fat from the fatback. How to put the rice on the table, how to chop up the hot dogs, and you got yourself a meal. You make the rice and you chop up the hot dogs and the gravy, and you pull it off. Hallelujah. You pull it off the top of the rice. You be smacking your lips for days. You know you done had a good meal. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:8. Oh, some of the words that finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things, which ye have learned, and received, and heard, and seen in me. Do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just a word from my heart, I trust, also is from the heart of God. Hallelujah. So therefore, value the older people in your lives. Value the old coins. Value the old furniture. Just because they have some age on them doesn't mean they're supposed to be discarded. They're supposed to be pushed aside. Hallelujah. They have some value in them. Find the value in them. Because we want someone to find the value in us.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We live long enough. We're going to be, well, what's going to be now? I mean, now my children, like, when they were little, they were so old. But now they're quoting the things that I quoted to them. They're quoting now to their children. They see now the value. You know, so ask God, Lord, what value is there in this? Lord, help me see the value in my parents. Let me see the value in the lessons you're trying to teach me. Let me see the value in this. Let me see the value in this. There isn't much value. So please just know you don't discard something. Just because it is some age, that's where the value is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You want someone to find value in you. You find value in them and in other things. Hallelujah.
I love it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
coming to today.
Thank you so much, Pastor Greg.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I want you to know that God's a real God.
Yes,
yes. And for what if you think that you don't make it this far without God, you need to check up from the neck up.
Yes,
amen. I don't care if you're 5 or 50. You need to check up from the neck up. Because you didn't make it here on your own. You didn't get up on your own this moment.
Amen. Lord, thank you, Jesus.
I just want to let y'all know that there is a meal that he heals right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's a meal that heals.
Yes, thank you, Father.
There's a meal that gives life, preserves life, and provides life. Y'all got to understand this. One reason why every service, we deal with this.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because we know that in order for the completed work of the Lord Jesus Christ, we would be in deep stuff right now.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We're going to be a whole lot of trouble without any hope at all.
Hallelujah.
So we thank God.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
For the completed work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We
thank God. Thank you, Jesus.
That he took time.
Hallelujah.
To save us.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
From our sins.
Hallelujah.
We thank God. The Lord
said
that
thank you.
The Lord said that the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Holy Father. It's a meal, baby. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you bless the Lord and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Our text on today is 1 Corinthians. The 11th chapter, verses 23 and 30.
Yes.
And in that text, it says, examine yourself.
Yes.
It says, examine your pastor.
Yourself.
It says, examine the pastor's wife.
Yourself.
Examine your neighbor.
Yourself.
Your mama or your daddy.
Yourself.
Your children.
Yourself.
Your siblings.
Yourself.
The dog or the cat.
Yourself.
Examine yourself.
Yourself.
And so we do that.
Thank you.
And as I've shared many times,
thank you.
When I would hear that we're getting ready for Holy Communion, I started examining myself, Lord Jesus, can I take communion? Am I ready?
Amen.
And what we did at the time, and we still do it. We go to God, to Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask that you would, we repent of everything we've said, done, even thought that was displeasing in your life. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission. As we forgive everything everyone has done to us, whether real or imagined. He said, Lord, that the names of heaven and lives will come like you forgive ourselves, your own brothers, those that have no guilt.
Yes.
Often we ask for forgiveness.
Hallelujah.
But we don't even forgive ourselves.
Hallelujah.
Because often we come short of the law. We got to forgive ourselves. Give back to God, too.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, in the text on today, it says to examine yourself. And we do that in the light of the Word of God.
Yes, yes.
Isaiah 53 and 5. 1 Peter 2:24b. Hebrews 9:22b. Revelation 1:5b. Ephesians 1:7. Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:28. We comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Now in the text of the day, it says that he that eateth the drink unworthily,
He doesn't drink your foundation to themselves before this course. Many we can pick you among you and many sleep. Well, for the Lucas Shabbat, don't die. Bless me, God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightly deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating, drinking, blessing to ourselves.
Yes.
Strength to ourselves. Healing to ourselves. Light to ourselves.
Thank you, Jesus.
The vocal
Thank you, Jesus.
Deuteronomy 30:19 reads, as I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life for you and your children, you and your seed shall live. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoke out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which you will say. We thank you for your word today. And there's one thing you put above yourself, O God, it's your word. Psalms 138, verse 2 says so. And on the same night when the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. Put on the chicken. And when he had given the thanks, we thank you. He broke. And declare, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this and remember to me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Ephesians 4:18. Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3. Declare. You want to heal us everywhere we hurt, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Put on the vagina. So, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritually, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the muscular skeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the toes of our feet. From inside our bodies, we thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now, right now, right now, in Jesus' name. For the word of the Matthew 15:26. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. 2 John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Psalm 100 says, we are your people and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. Hallelujah. God, you said that healing is the bread of your children. Oh, y'all say, let's say that together. God, you said,
God, you said
that healing is the sign of the children. We thank you, Lord, for healing today.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And on the same night that the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given us life, we thank you, good Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. I gave you some new inheritance, some new gifts, and I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. For all of us, in the Lord of the earth. For all of us, in the Lord of the earth. That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already too much to get to here. On the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's already on the... Hallelujah. The doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said. God, you said. Bring them to remembrance that we may preach together and that you may be justified. And you're justified, brother, please. Please, the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, therefore we say what you say.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, you say.
God, you say.
God, you say.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, you say. When I see the blood, I will pass on you. And I'm going to be the reason of the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
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 We're going to keep going back to pieces. Is that all right with you?
Yes. Hallelujah.
But don't
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Pass the pieces one
time.
Hallelujah. Half of the way. Hallelujah. I think you need to say, man, that's what I'm going to say, man.
Amen.
See, people need to understand this stuff is
the Babylonian philosophy. This is how it goes, brother. How the misfortune is telling us, the hard we know what I'm talking about. How it is that Zora came from the Babylonians. 6th or 5th century BCE, that means before time there, or before the Christian era. We used to call it BCE. But that's how far along goes. And we don't want to tell somebody, well, I was born on a so this is my personality. Mm. You've been hoodwinked. You've been fooled. Because see, there's only four personalities in life. Four! And everyone that walks this earth is a combination of two or more of us. So I will listen to that. I can say something that will take somebody in here. Come dealing with those four personalities. Now we can listen to that people don't give you some more. Hippocrates decided that you do what they call the Hippocrates human. Hippocrates the father of men. And he named those four personalities. And they actually came from the Bible, by the way. One is the Sandean. Sandean. S-A-N-G-U-I-N-E. And, oh, yeah, I thought it was right. Thank you, Jesus. The next one is the choleric. The choleric, yes. There's the melancholy, and then the problematic. Y'all have to look up Hippocrates here with it. Because I'm on time right now, and I hope they're recording this. But anyway, those personalities were seen in the Bible. The Sardine is the go-getter type of person. You sit in the group, and somebody needs food. And they out the door, out the street to the market, don't know where people live at, but they go on to get the food. Then they think about it. Then they say, here. Then you got the melancholy, the chloric. The chloric is someone who doesn't speak a little bit. He's sort of similar to what he thinks about what's going on. But he's the type of guy that goes to the funeral. And he's cracking jokes about dead people at a funeral. He is a sarcastic type of person. But he does do a little crying and stuff. That's him. And I'm okay, who in the Bible are these people, by the way? Hallelujah. Then you have the melancholy. The melancholy, people who are melancholy, they get caught up on their own and stuff. But geniuses come from the group. Hallelujah. But they're the ones that are also prone to suicide. Because they're going to be deeper. Hallelujah. Bullshit. Then you have the phlegmatic. That phlegmatic is a cool guy. Because he's a little bit of all the others, but he thinks. He puts the round peg in the round hole. Square and it's round, you know, he kind of puts it all together. All right. That's the dramatic. Boy, I tell you. Now, hypocrisy, we kind of poo-poo the hypocrisy there. He said he said the personality was the result of bodily fluids. Same thing that was the blood. Chloride, yellow brown, melancholy, colors, the black brown, and the dramatic was slim. Of course, we threw that out the window. But this is the description of the kinds of personalities. It's so cool. So you need to go in these little rooms in New York or Chicago or California, and they're like, okay, what are we going to sell today? And maybe glass is always the time. Because folks will be dealing with what these folks say. Because it doesn't always work for a person. So you touch a little bit of all of this. from each other. And so that's the hope that people don't ask for your money, Father, ask for your money in your soul. It's like living by the world without your money, your resources, or your soul. And I'm going to tell you something. We fall for the goalkeeper. Because they tell each other, see, everybody has me. Yeah, yeah. Somebody take advantage of the news. Hey, you were talking about the Bible. Everybody can raise their hand. Amen. You know the song about our family. Everybody. The friend is talking about our family. Anyone that loves.
Right.
And we found that a soul about our family too. But the Bible is a lot. And then someday, we fall to the radio. And what we say, well, I'm a Libra. Because the trust is accepted that I tell you now that shut up on it. Nine out of the
spoil the vine, for our vines have tender grapes.
We're talking about your seed, y'all. Y'all, it doesn't seem like it's calm. Okay, that's just the game. But calm, you can go to the restaurant of God, free, Mr. Tellers, or Harmony, and I ain't dealing with that restaurant, sorry. I don't know who owns that might be. God ain't living with the homes, I don't know, but I don't even know it either. It ain't harmless. So you really have to get a fee, y'all. Don't get involved in that mess. Because everything that was one of the things that I got to close, the new part three on Wednesday, Exodus
1-6.
Yeah.
And God spoke, all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before
me.
Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers unto the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments.
Hallelujah. Y'all got to remember this now. That after your seed, the enemy is after you, because if he can destroy you, he can destroy your generation coming behind you. That's why he wants you to, that's harmless. The horrible scope is not harmless. The little crash is not harmless. The misfortune to tell us is not harmless. The harm reader is not harmless. They after you. Don't fall for the old people, y'all. Plead the blood of Jesus. Somebody say something like that. Deal with that in your presence. Say, the Lord God, and plead the blood of Jesus again. Oh, and you talk, sir, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the enemy that wants to beguile and wants to, you got to do it in such a way, ask God to give you just what you say at that time. Because you can't let that pass.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Father God, I thank you for the message.
Thank you,
Father. Part two. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
The title of the message, I was getting ready to do it again, Lord. Because I didn't get the title of the message. I thought I'm not giving it to you, Lord. But I'm going to say it. What's your sign? Is the title of the message?
Thank you, Jesus.
Your sign is the sign of the cross.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're not going into the church and bound down to the cross. For we know that it's the sign of the complete way of Jesus. He ain't still hanging on the cross. We thank you, Lord. He ain't still hanging on the cross. How he has risen. He is our Redeemer. So we thank God for that. Father God, we just thank God for the word that's come forth. Again, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, I want the miracles in the living in Jesus' name. And we give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise in Jesus' name. And everyone
said, Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you've been one that's been, I guess, a participant of saying this is my sign and dealing with the signs, and all that, just ask God to forgive you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if you want to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, please repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart and save me from my sins. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart, hallelujah, that you died and you rose from the grave. And I accept you in my heart, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. Thank you. If you repeated that prayer, you are saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you'd like to have a Bible Hallelujah. Please contact us. Dial 410-444-5152, and we will get a Bible to you. Hallelujah. And please join us in the morning for morning prayer. That number is 720-527-5952. And the access code is 103-4545-pound. See you in the morning.
Hallelujah, Pastor Peters. There's a folk in him that are looking for healing. But that those crash, the horoscope, the misfortunes tell us, and the heartbeats have been in the way. As Pastor Peters said, repent. And healing will take place. Right away. Hallelujah. We receive healing. There's some folk in here right now that got the pains in their knees. Is that right? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we command that pain to go in Jesus' name. Stand up, whoever you are. Stand up right now. We decree and declare that the Lord will set us up. Every time you walk with some pain, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you to do something. Now, it's up to you to do it, but this is putting your faith into action. Those who have that pain in their knee, I want you to stand up. I want you to walk out this door. I want you to walk out the side door, walk around to the back door, and come in the back door. And by the time you come back in here, the pain will be gone.
Thank you.
If you believe.
Thank you, Lord.
It's on you now. It's up to you.
Put
on the shackle. Put on the shackle.
Thank you.
There's somebody here that has ringing in their ears. They have ringing in their ears. You know, sometimes it comes at the most inopportune time. You're talking and all of a sudden there's ringing in your ears. Anybody hear about that? Nobody? I don't know if we're still on or not. But we thank God. We thank in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We command the wax to come to your ears. We command the hair to grow in your ears. The way it's supposed to be. So you can pass through the sound. So you can feel it. What the Spirit says in the church. In Jesus' name. We decree and declare in Jesus' name. What was
it?
Hallelujah. I want you to notice that God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt you.
Amen, amen.
For that is what it is. Now there's some people that have had tightness
in their
chest. The enemy whispers in the ear that it's a heart attack. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
For from the youngest to the oldest, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.